garlic. Don't like garlic flavour, eh? Said Nanny sternly. I love garlic, but it doesn't like me. This isn't just garlic-flavoured, woman, it's all garlic.
Nanny peered at her tray with theatrical short-sightedness.
No, there's some, there's a bit of... You're right. Perhaps we overdid it in that. I'll just go and, just get some... I'll just go.
She collided with Agnes at the entrance to the kitchen. Two trays slid to the floor, spilling garlic vol-au-vents, garlic dip, garlic stuffed with garlic, and tiny cubes of garlic on a stick, stuck into a garlic.
Either there's a lot of vampires in these parts or we're doing something wrong, said Agnes flatly.
I've always said you can't have too much garlic, said Nanny.
Everyone else disagrees, Nanny.
All right, then. What else? Ah, all vampires wear evening dress in the evenings, even this lot.
Everyone here is wearing some kind of evening dress, Nanny, except us.
Nanny Og looked down.
This is the dress I always wear in the evening.
Vampires aren't supposed to show up in a mirror, are they? Said Agnes.
Nanny snapped her fingers.
Good thinking, she said. There's one in the lavvy. I'll kind of hover in there. Everyone's got to go sooner or later.
But what if a man comes in?
Oh, I won't mind, said Nanny dismissively. I won't be embarrassed.
I think there may be objections, said Agnes, trying to ignore the mental picture just conjured up. Nanny had a pleasant grin, but there had to be times when you didn't want it looking at you.
We've got to do something. Supposing Granny were to turn up now, what would she think? Said Nanny.
We could just ask, said Agnes.
What? Hands up all vampires?
Ladies.
They turned. The young man who had introduced himself as Vlad was approaching. Agnes began to blush.
I think you were talking about vampires, he said, taking a garlic pasty from Agnes's tray and biting into it with every sign of enjoyment. Could I be of assistance?
Nanny looked him up and down.
Do you know much about them? She said.
Well, I am one, he said. So I suppose the answer is yes.
Charmed to meet you, Mrs. Og.
He bowed and reached for her hand.
Oh, no, you don't, said Nanny, snatching it away. I don't hold with bloodsuckers.
I know, but I'm sure you shall in time. Would you like to come and meet my family?
They can bugger off. What was the king thinking of?
Nanny.
What?
You don't have to shout like that. It's not very polite. I don't think, Vlad de Magpierre,
said Vlad, bowing.
Is going to bite my neck, shouted Nanny.
Of course not, said Vlad. We had some sort of bandit earlier. Mrs. Og is, I suspect, a meal to be savoured. Any more of these garlic things, they're rather piquant.
You what? Said Nanny.
You just killed someone, said Agnes.
Of course. We are vampires, said Vlad.
Or we prefer vampires with a Y. It's more modern. Now do come and meet my father.
You actually killed someone, said Agnes.
Right, that's it, snarled Nanny, marching away. I'm getting Sean, and he's going to come back with a big shot.
Vlad coughed quietly. Nanny stopped.
There are several other things people know about vampires, he said, and one is that they have considerable control over the minds of lesser creatures. So forget all about vampires, dear ladies. That is an order. And do come and meet my family.
Agnes blinked. She was aware that there had been something. She could feel the tail of it slipping away between her fingers.
Seems a nice young man, said Nanny in a mildly stunned voice.
Yes, said Agnes.
Something surfaced in her mind like a message in a bottle written indistinctly in some foreign language. She tried, but she couldn't read it.
I wish Granny was here, she said at last. She'd know what to do.
What about? Said Nanny.
She ain't good at parties.
I feel a bit odd, said Agnes.
Ah, could be the drink, said Nanny.
I haven't had any.
No? Well, there's the problem right there. Come on.
They hurried into the hall. Even though it was now well after midnight, the noise level was approaching the pain threshold. When the midnight hour lies on the glass like a big cocktail onion, there's always an extra edge to the laughter. Vlad gave them an encouraging wave and beckoned them over to a group around King Verence.
Ah, Agnes and Nanny, said the king.
Count, may I present...
Githa, Og, and Agnes Nitt.